reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. I was a senior in college when I had the opportunity to spend a semester in Ireland. And as part of the experience, we took a trip to Inishbofin, one of the islands off the west coast of Ireland. I recall it being a cold, blustery day, and the winds did their part in tossing the boat we were on from bow to stern and back again. Gratefully, I was not one of those who became sick during the crossing, and I was comforted by the look of ease and confidence on the faces of the professional sailors commanding the vessel for us. With their skill, we made it to the island relatively unscathed. Still, it was enough of an experience for me to know that I never want to be on a boat of any kind in the midst of a storm. This minor adventure on the water came to mind as I thought of the disciples quickly and efficiently heading out across the Sea of Galilee at Jesus' command, "Let us cross to the other side." They were experienced fishermen who no doubt were aware of the possible storms that could arise on the sea when the cool, dry air of the surrounding mountains would descend upon the warm, moist air of the sea. Still, the storm caught them by surprise, and despite their expertise on the water, they became fearful, terrified really, as the violent waves began to fill the boat. In their panic, they cried out to the peacefully sleeping Jesus, "Do you not care that we are perishing?" It's a familiar scene when we consider it in light of the life of discipleship. For Jesus says to us, "Let us cross to the other side." Only instead of navigating the waters to get from Capernaum to the Decapolis, as Jesus and the disciples did, we're called to cross with Jesus to the other side of conversion. From where we are, or from who we are in this moment in time, to the place and person God continues preparing for us and creating us to be. Crossing to the other side of conversion may mean moving from a narrow way of thinking to a broader one, or discovering our need to change our limited attitudes so they're more inclusive. It can mean journeying from an awareness that the habit of blaming others calls us to taking responsibility for our own actions, or seeking forgiveness when we've hurt someone with a thoughtless comment or action, or sitting down and actually talking with someone who is not of the same mind, politics, or belief as our own. Whatever the crossing of conversion is that we are called to make, whether profound or simple, it is a journey that oftentimes catches us by surprise, leaving us feeling like we are caught in the midst of a violent storm, wondering which way is up and which way is down. It can leave us wanting to bail from the boat, to return to familiar land, to the less than promising journey of life we've been on. It is a crossing, however, that we do not make alone. It may seem at times like Jesus is asleep in the stern during our voyage to the other side of conversion, and we may cry out, perhaps often, "Do you not care?" When the disciples in the boat cried out, Jesus awoke and calmed the wind and sea with a commanding, "Quiet, be still." He is no less present to us in our crossings. But his presence is made known in the companions who accompany us, companions of faith who have made such journeys before us, or who make it with us now. They are the ones who encourage us on, assuring us that we're going to make it to the other side, as difficult as the journey may be. The life of discipleship is not an easy one. We are to expect trouble, hardship, persecution, the storms of conversion that have the potential to toss us from one end to the other, from tip to toe. The coming of the reign of God is sometimes like that. But together in faith, we can cross to the other side.